The Gospels According to Love. Audio. Mark chapter 13, the end times. As Jesus went out to the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Master, see what manner of stones are here and what splendid buildings." Jesus answered him, "See ye these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon the other, not one that has not been thrown down." As Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, John, Andrew asked Jesus privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be? What will be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" Jesus, answering them, began to say, "Take heed, unless anyone fool you. Many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ.' They shall deceive many. When you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled. Such things must be, for the end is not yet come. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be earthquakes in various places. There shall be famines and troubles. These are but the beginnings of the pains of birth. Take heed to your love. They shall deliver you up to the councils, and in the synagogues will beat you. You will be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them." The Gospels must first be published among all nations. When they lead you, they deliver you up. Take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate, but speak what be given to you in that hour, for it is not you that will speak, but the Spirit of love. Brother shall betray brother to death, and the father and the son. The children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. You shall be hated by all for my name's sake. Those that endure to the end, the shame shall be saved. When you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it belongs not, let them that read understand. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountain. Let the ones who are on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of their house. Let those in the fields not turn back again to pick up their garment. Woe to those who are with child. Woe to the ones who give suck in those days. Pray your flight be not in the winter, for in those days shall be affliction, such as not been from the beginning, from the creation that love created to this time. Neither shall it be again, except that love has shortened those days. No flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom love has chosen, love has shortened the days. Then if anyone shall say to you, 'Lo, here is Christ,' or 'Lo, here he is,' believe it not, for false Christ and false prophets shall arise, and they shall show signs and wonders to seduce the elect. If it were possible, take heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars in heaven will fall, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then shall they see the Son of Love coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then shall be send his angels and gather together the elect from the four winds, from the uttermost parts of the earth to the uttermost parts of heaven. Learn the parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender, she puts forth leaves. You know the summer is here. So you, in like manner, when you see these things happen, know you that it is close, even at the door. I say to you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but love's word shall not pass away. That day and that hour no one knows, no one. No, not even the angels that are in heaven, neither the Son, but only the Love. Take you heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. The Son of Love is as man taking a far journey, who left his house, giving authority to his servants and to everyone their work, and commanding the porter to watch. Watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house comes, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. The master may come suddenly, and you are found sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch.